Welcome to the Next Level Trucking Podcast. I'm your host, Justin Wood. And this is where we take drivers to the next level of their trucking business. So today, I want to talk about knowledge is the key. Knowledge is the key to success. Knowledge is the key to anyone that you see that has any kind of wealth at all. It all comes down to knowledge. There really aren't any like big secrets out here on how to be successful. If you really want to know the secrets, like my secret to success, it's hard work. It's dedication. It's constantly learning, which is what this episode is about today. It's constantly trying to better yourself as an individual. You are the leader of your business. If you want your business to be successful, you have to be a good leader. You have to take on the role of being in charge and really taking hold of your business and what you need to be doing to make more money and to grow. And the only way you're going to do that is by gaining more knowledge. So one of the best ways to get knowledge, well, you're here on the podcast. Hopefully you're learning from this, okay? Especially nowadays, podcasts are a great tool, to gain knowledge. But you also have to be careful what information that you're actually applying to your business, because there's some people out there that will actually hurt you with the information that they share. So, and I always try to audit myself and make sure the information that I give you guys is accurate as possible, as current as possible, because you don't want to try to be applying some, 1970s business knowledge to what's going on today, because it's probably not going to work. So knowledge is the key. Every day when you're doing this job, you have to have the mindset that the driver's seat is your classroom, okay? Just because you have been driving safely for X amount of years doesn't mean you know everything. And you hear this all the time. People will tell you, oh, you always got to be learning every day. I always learn something new. And I think it's got to the point where that has almost become cliche, and because nobody's really explaining to you guys, okay, great, I'm supposed to learn something new every day, but okay, that could be some little thing that doesn't really affect you much, and that's fine, but what are you really learning out here? Okay, are you focusing on the things that are actually going to help you learn? Now, you don't have to go to business school. You don't have to go to college. You don't have to have a degree to be successful in business. And in quite the contrary, actually, most of the successful business owners I know don't have a degree. Or if they have a degree, it has nothing to do with their current business that they actually became successful in. But they do have knowledge, lots of knowledge. And I look up to these individuals because they are successful. Okay, I don't look up to them with envy. I look up to them with, okay, how can I learn from this person? And how can I help them, possibly learn something from me? So you also have to have the mindset of sharing and giving back, because if all you ever do is take information, then people aren't really going to want to help you. Okay, so something I have for you guys that's really cool, and if you're not already on Audible, it's an audiobook program or application on your phone. You can also go through Kindle, etc. They have over 180,000 books that you can listen to while you're going down the road, while you're parked, while you're whatever you're doing. If you're not on a phone call or whatever, you can be listening to books while going down the road. Okay, I still listen to music a lot. I still listen to podcasts and other things, but books, are the foundation of knowledge. You know, most people that are mentors or people that will help you out with information or coaches and stuff like that, they get their information from books and then they twist it and change it to what applies to their current business or whatever. You know, so if you really want the pure knowledge, you really want the principles of business, you're going to have to read some books. So what I was able to do for you guys is I got Audible set up for us here at Next Level Trucking. And what you get is you get a 30-day free trial. You also get a free book, which I recommend the book right now, You Need More Money by Matt Monero. You can get this book on Audible. It's an audio book. So if you're a person that hates reading, like myself, I really don't like reading books, like actual physical books. What I say when I say read a book is, I mean, I'm basically saying go get an Audible book, go get an audio book. And I'm going to have a recommended reading list that I'm going to post, okay, on Facebook. So this recommended reading list will be able to be found in the new group I just started. So I've created a group for you guys, a support group, where you can ask questions, where you can get resources. And if you're looking for resources on there to help you with the business, just put in the search bar hashtag resources in the group, and you can find the things I post that are resources for you guys. Now, the name of the group is Next Level Trucking Podcast Support Group. Okay, so you can find that on Facebook. It's a closed group, but it's open for you to search for it. Like, you can find it, send a request to join the group. I will approve your request to join. You can scroll through. You can make posts. I will approve them if it's a good post. You know, no spam, et cetera, et cetera. But ultimately, I'm trying to build tools for you guys to learn. I've got the podcast. I've got YouTube videos. I've got Instagram posts. I'm posting things when I'm doing daily, et cetera, et cetera. And so we've got this Facebook group now as well. Also, we have a program set up for you with Audible. You can get a 30-day free trial, and your first book is free when you sign up. Now, if you decide you don't like Audible, you can cancel at any time. There's no contract, or, you know, you have to stay with a certain amount of time, nothing like that. So if to get this free trial and to get your free book, you can go to audibletrial.com/nextleveltrucking, and you can sign up through that, get your free book, start learning, start building your knowledge base, and then go to Facebook, join Next Level Trucking Podcast Support Group, and find the reading list that I'm going to be posting in there. Once you finish You Need More Money by Matt Monero, then you can go and look at the book reading list and start getting some ideas of where you want to go next. So that's probably the most important thing. And I was really excited to be able to help you guys out with this and get a free trial, get a free book. So you get a free book. Okay, I'm giving you guys a free book that you can start, so you can start learning. Okay. Now, wherever you are in this business, you have to figure out the system. Okay. And this is all related to knowledge. Okay. You have to build your knowledge base. If you're just holding the steering wheel and you're just doing the day to day, you're not trying to learn, you're not reading between the lines on things, you're not trying to grow, then you're not going to. Okay. So, one of the most important things you can do, especially once you start a lease, or, you know, you decide you want to start becoming an owner op and you're a company driver, start reading your settlements, every single line of your settlement. Start trying to understand the numbers and how many miles you're doing, what the cost per mile is for everything that you're doing. And I'm going to go over expenses in the future, but the basic principle here is read your settlements. Okay, a lot of times people will get that settlement every week and they scroll all the way to the bottom real quick just to look at what the bottom number is. And as long as they're happy with that bottom number, they don't read anything else and they don't learn anything. Okay, you have to understand why the bottom number is what it is. And so one of the most important things is making sure you're reading these settlements properly. And you guys can always post a question in the podcast support group, okay, you can go there, you can post your questions, you can post a picture of your settlement, of course, with, you know, your personal name and other information, company name, etc., blacked out. But you can also send that stuff to me privately, and I'll help you the best I can. You know, lease agreements or stuff like that. I can help you guys go over that. I did a video the other day where I talked about bad lease deals. And I really want to be able to help you guys figure out your lease, if it's a bad lease or if you're actually making money, etc., etc. So you can send me settlements. You can send me your lease agreement. I'll go over it with you when I have time. Or you can post it in the group and you can help each other out with it, because we're all here to learn from each other. Okay? I'm not the king or the master of this. I'm at a certain level that a lot of you want to reach, and that I can help you. But ultimately, I want you guys to help each other as well. So please join that group and sign up for Audible. Once again, that's audibletrial.com/nextleveltrucking to get a free book, 30-day free trial. After that, I think it's like $14 a month. You get a credit. You get one book credit every month that you can purchase a book on the app and listen to. And then sometimes they have deals where you can get more credits to get more books. But I have listened to probably close to 50 or 60 books on Audible. And then I listen to a lot of podcasts and stuff like that. And I reread a lot of these books because the core principles are very important. Okay. But you have to learn. You're not going to become successful without knowledge. Or it's going to take you forever. It could take you, you know, a lot of people get to the position where I'm at, and it's taken them 25, 30 years to do it. Or they've been doing this business 25, 30 years, and they still don't have a truck that they're paying off or that they even own. And it's not for lack of wanting it. It's for lack of hustle, lack of learning, lack of understanding how the business actually works. You know, what I like to say is, you know, some people have 1 year of experience, and some people have 1 year of experience 20 times. Okay, you'll see this a lot in the trucking industry where people try to brag to you about, oh, you don't know anything because I've been in this industry X number of years and I know more than you. It's like, okay, dude, like, you can have 25 years of experience in this business and still have a first year level knowledge of how the business actually works. Just because you've been successfully driving for 20 plus years doesn't mean you know how to run the business. The main reason I was able to accelerate my business as far as I have so quickly is because of knowledge, because of, you know, repairing and improving my personal life. Okay. There's a lot of things I have done along the path to make myself better. Okay. I stopped smoking, you know, I stopped, you know, I'm trying to do a better diet, you know, exercise more. Read more, you know, build more relationships with successful people, audit my circle, okay, cut people out of my life that are not successful, that are just constantly bringing me down, negative energy, cutting out all this negative energy, especially on social media, is something that you're really going to have to focus on, you know, so you have to stay consistent every day. Like I said, when you get up, you wake up, make, you know, focus on the fact that you're even alive, that you're awake, okay? Because it's too easy to just get into tunnel vision of just doing things, routines. Break out of your routine. Wake up, realize, okay, I'm actually awake, I'm alive. Okay, what am I going to do with my time today? And get in the driver's seat, realize this is my classroom. If you're a company driver, you've got time to sit here and learn as much as possible before you take the jump into this business. Okay, so the driver's seat is your classroom. Every day you should be listening to a book or a podcast or something at least a few hours of your shift to learn something, to try to get better, and applying that, actually applying that to what, to your lifestyle, to what you're doing. Okay, one thing I can tell you is, a successful business owner is not going to be successful for very long if they aren't in good shape, if they aren't healthy. Health is very important. Family is very important, et cetera, et cetera. But ultimately, it comes down to knowledge. So one of the most important things you're going to have to do, like I said, is refine your circle. You're going to have to look at your friends, your real friends, real life friends. Who do you hang out with when you're at home time? Who do you hang out with on the road, etc.? And figure out, are these people successful? Are these people helping me grow? Are they building me up, or are they dragging me down? Okay, because misery loves company. And you want to make sure that your friends are not trying to hold you back and keep you back, keep you from becoming successful, constantly injecting fear into your mind, constantly telling you, oh, what if this happens? What if that happens? And doubting you. You cannot allow these people to be in your circle if you want to be successful. If you want to gain knowledge and you want to be successful, you have to audit your circle. Anyone that is, you know, constantly complaining, constantly making excuses of why they don't have what they want, constantly coming on your Facebook posts and other social media posts and telling you why you're wrong and why you shouldn't do what you want to do. Okay, if you want to be a lease operator and that's what you really want, you shouldn't be listening to people that are telling you, oh, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that, because what if this happens or what if that happens? Now, you can go into all of these things with knowledge and figure out whether it actually is a good deal. And you can still learn from some negative people, but you have to be really careful how close you allow these people to become in your life, because you're going to outgrow them. Okay? And people will be like, oh, you think you're better than me. You think you're better than me. It's like, I am better than you. Because all you ever do is complain, make excuses, bitch about what your life and how things are going, and but you don't do anything. Those are the kind of people that will bring you down. And you, if you keep those people in your circle, you're not going to make it. Because they will destroy your confidence. They will destroy everything that you're trying to do. They'll even talk shit about you to other people. Okay, I've had all of these things happen to me already. Okay, I couldn't tell you how many times people have came to me and said, oh, you're just arrogant, you think you know everything, and blah blah blah, your ego's out of control, etc. It's like, look, one, I don't know everything, but two, if you don't have a little bit of ego, you're not going to be successful in business either. You have to have confidence. You have to be able to look at yourself and realize, yes, I can do this. I am better than who I used to be. Okay, because people mistake, you know, because the only goal you're really having here is becoming better than who you were the day before. And every single day that goes by, you're starting to get better and better. You're getting smarter. You're getting faster. You're getting better at making money. You're getting better at running your business. The people who aren't getting better are going to look at you and they're going to feel envy. They're going to feel jealousy. They're going to feel like you're arrogant or you're cocky, etc. Because it makes them feel guilty because they're not successful. They're not growing. They're not learning anything new. Okay? Those are the people that you have to cut off. Okay? Now, you also do have to do a reality check on yourself daily and say, like, okay, am I right or am I wrong? And then go from there. Because you are going to get this sense of cockiness a little bit. Your confidence might go a little bit too high. It depends on who you are. But you need confidence in order to be successful. If you're constantly doubting yourself, constantly telling yourself, oh, I can't do this, oh, this is never going to work, then you're right. It's not. So, to a sense, you actually have to tell yourself, I'm going to win. I'm going to be successful. I'm going to beat my old self. Okay? It's like my goal, ultimately, is only to be better than I was the day before. Okay? Even like, I didn't really feel like doing this podcast today. But I was like, you know, I need to come on here. I need to help you guys figure some stuff out. You know, I want to provide value. And I want to do better. I want to get better at this. I want to get better at helping other people. Because ultimately that's going to help me. Now that's, I don't do this with a goal of getting something back, but I just know that that's how the law works. That's how it works. You give to others and it comes back to you. That's just the way it works. But, okay, so refine your circle. That's very important. If you guys have questions about that, feel free to send me a message. Okay, if you're struggling with any of this stuff, feel free to send me a message. All right, and I'm more than willing to talk to you guys on the phone if I have time. Okay, so once you refine your circle, now you got to find places where you can learn. There's Facebook groups, there's podcasts, there's entrepreneurs on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, etc., etc., that people that have written some of these books that are in my book reading list. A lot of these people are on social media, putting out daily motivational content, putting out knowledge, etc. Okay, you can follow some of that. You know, mentors. Okay, do you have a mentor? Do you have somebody who is doing this business already that you can physically meet in person and pick their brain and actually learn how to do some of this stuff? Do you have a friend that's an owner-operator that you can look up to, that you can ask questions to? You have to start building relationships with people who are already successful in the industry that you want to go into. Okay, if you want to become a broker, do you know a broker that you can look up to, that you can learn from? Okay, if you want to be an owner-op, do you know an owner-operator that you can look up to, that you can actually meet in person, somebody that you actually know off social media? Because it's great to get information from me or to have me help you and stuff like that, and I don't mind mentoring a little bit. Of course, it does take time to do that, but you know, you've got to build relationships with people that are already successful in the industry. Okay, who's actually winning out here? So look around. Look at these different companies. Look at different people you see on social media. Are they actually successful? Or are they just faking it? You have to figure that out. And because if you get someone as a mentor that's just faking it, that's not really successful, it's going to hurt you because they're not going to have good information. You're only going to get to the level where they're at. Okay? Your mentor cannot take you to a level that they haven't gone to themselves. So you have to really audit and make sure the people that you're surrounding yourself with, you know, it's a cliche now because it's said so many times, but your network is your net worth. Okay. You're not going to be able to get to the next level without help. Nobody that I know that's a millionaire, a multimillionaire, or a billionaire has done this by themselves. Everybody's had, that I know, that is a multimillionaire, has had mentors, has constantly tried to skill up, constantly reading books, trying to learn more about their industry, trying to find people that they can look up to learn from, that are successful. These are things you have to do. It's not just going to happen by brute force. Okay, well, it might to an extent, but it's going to take you 10 times longer than if you get a mentor that's actually doing it successfully already. There's a lot of people I follow on social media that I'm learning from. Okay, I take notes. And then, you know, you have to take the advice. If you ask somebody for advice, okay, like if you come to me, for example, and ask me for advice, take the advice. Okay, I'm not trying to waste my breath. You know, if I tell you something that I feel that has helped me, that actually got me to a certain level of success, and you haven't tested that, you haven't done those things, don't dismiss that. Take the advice. Okay, but as long as the person that you're getting the advice from is someone that's truly successful, more than likely, it's going to help you. Okay, that's where the auditing comes in. It's like, if you go to somebody that's already successful, a millionaire, a multimillionaire, etc., you ask them a question, they give you advice, you don't like the answer, because you know it's true. You don't like the answer, so you come up with excuses of why you don't want to do it, or you don't want to do what they told you, or whatever. Don't do that. You have to come into this with an open mind and a willingness, and a willing to learn. If you aren't, then you're not going to find the keys. You're not going to find the keys to success that way. Like I said at the beginning, knowledge is the key. And if you're looking up to people to gain knowledge from them, you have to take the advice that they give you. Now, it's all trial and error at the end of the day. But you're going to fail. All right? I've failed multiple times. I still fail occasionally. And I look for ways that I can fail so that I can improve. So this is another key to knowledge. It's like, once you learn something, you have to go execute it. You can't just become one of these success junkies, is what people call them, where you constantly just listen to motivational speeches and, you know, you're constantly looking for motivational quotes on Facebook and stuff, which I post some of that stuff myself. But it's coming from a place of reality where I've actually dealt with this stuff. It's coming from where I'm actually at mentally, okay, when I post stuff. And I mainly do it for myself to get things off my head and to, you know, and I can always look back in the future. I can look back and say, okay, this is where I was. Now I'm here. And you can look back and see how far you've grown, right? And it's kind of a really powerful thing to do that. This is why I post so much and document so much, is because I can always go back and look and say, like, man, I was an idiot. And I know a few years from now, I'm going to look back at my podcast and I'm like, man, I didn't know shit. I really didn't, you know. But my goal is to help you guys. So my goal isn't to portray myself as some ultimate wizard of trucking knowledge, right? Because I'm not. But, you know, I can help you get to where I am currently. And then when I'm on the next level, I'm going to bring you guys with me too. So that's ultimately my goal with this. So build relationships with successful people. Become the leader of your business. That's probably going to be a whole nother podcast. Make sure you're reading your settlements, every line, until you understand it. Okay. Break it down by the mile, by the month, by the year, by the quarter. Figure out what the numbers mean on your settlements. Okay? That's going to help you learn and build your knowledge base into what you're actually doing, what the rates and lanes are, what the expenses are, what your bottom line is, how much you can afford to pay somebody if you want to hire a driver. You need to figure that out. Talk to a trucking tax professional. Okay? Find a good certified public accountant out there that understands trucking, that maybe can give you some guidance in what you should do with your business. Okay, if you're still struggling with the LLC versus S Corp versus that, you need to talk to a tax professional. Read, read, read. Once again, you gotta read books. Okay, you know, one of the best places to start, and it doesn't matter if you're a religious person or not, one of the best places to start is the book of Proverbs. In the Bible, there's so many money tips in Proverbs. It's unbelievable. If you haven't read that, you need to read that and start applying this stuff to your life. Okay, it does work. All right, I look at the Bible as a history book of sorts as well. You know, the people who wrote these books were highly successful scholars and professors back in the day, okay, hundreds of years ago, who wrote these books that make up the Bible, okay? Highly intelligent people wrote these books, and highly intelligent people write books today, okay? There's dozens of books out there that have been written 50, 60, 70, 100 years ago that still apply today as principles of how to be successful as an individual in life and as a business owner, as a leader. That's why I'm going to make the recommended book reading list after I finish this podcast today. And I want you guys to check that out and start going through some of these books and learning as much as you can. Okay? I don't necessarily recommend reading more than one book a week, because you want to read the book, You want to apply the information and then reread it again. So pick one book per week that you're going to read or reread and apply the information to your life and get through it, and then pick another book. And then you can always go back later and reread the book again if you feel like you may have missed something or whatever. But you got to be reading every single day, even just if it's just for an hour of your shift going down the road. You got to listen to a book. You got to listen to something that's helping you learn. I can tell you from experience, I hated reading books. I absolutely hated it. Okay? It was like the most boring thing in the world for me to pick up a book and start reading. I absolutely hated it. Now, that's not the case, because I started to realize the more I read, the more successful I become, the more money I make. Okay? I also started listening to some radio shows and stuff like that, and somebody recommended Audible. And I was like, I'll try it out. Whatever. I don't really like reading, but maybe this audiobook thing is for me. Turns out, I love it. I actually love listening to books, and as long as the narrator of the book is good, I usually do pretty well with it. So some books out there are still dry, and if you're struggling to get through a book, just put it on pause and pick up a different book and then come back to the other book later. But the ultimate goal, like I said, is the driver's seat is your classroom. Okay, you're living in the truck more than likely. Most of you are probably OTR or regional. Okay, if you're living in the truck, and even if you're not, as long as if you're in the driver's seat more than a few hours a day, you should be listening to something with your time. Okay, because you're not going to get that time back. And if you're driving 6, 7, 8 hours a day, you've got time to listen to something that's going to help you versus listening to something that's just entertaining or just funny or whatever, which all those things are fine in moderation, but you should be learning something as well. With that being said, guys, you also have to ask better questions, okay? Don't be scared to ask questions. Don't be scared to admit that you don't know something. I can't help you, for example. I can't help you if you don't ask me the right questions. If you already think you have enough information to be successful in this business, and you close your mind, and you tell yourself, I don't need to ask anybody for any help because I know what I'm doing, you just lost. You just failed. If you get to the point where you feel like you don't need to ask questions anymore, you failed. Big time. Now, you can fix that. If you're that person right now, you can fix that. Start asking better questions, okay? Start just striking up a conversation with somebody that is successful, okay? To learn. Not to feel like you're better than somebody else, but to learn so you can be better than you were the day before. All right? So you got to ask better questions. If you ask better questions, you're going to get better answers. Okay? There's no real secrets to success, but it's just a lack of knowledge, right? It's not a secret. It's just asking the right questions to get the right answer for what you should be doing. So, and this is ultimately all going to help with building the foundation of your business. Because if you really want to win and you really want to make some serious money, you got to build this foundation of knowledge in your personal life before you start the business, before you really become successful with the business. If you don't build this foundation of knowledge, then you're just going to have a mediocre business. It's never going to really become something that is worth talking about. So, with that being said, I appreciate you guys listening today. Once again, free trial, audibletrial.com/next level trucking. You get a free book. and that helps out the podcast a little bit. So I appreciate all of you to do that. You don't have to do that, but like I said, this whole episode is on knowledge because it is such an important thing. You have to be constantly learning and applying these things, testing them, and seeing what works for you. What I did might not work for you, and that's perfectly fine. My goal is not to get you to be like me. My goal is to get you to be yourself, but be better than you were the day before, to actually start making some real money with your business, or to actually start your business. Okay? So I'm not trying to get you to be like me and take the path I took. But if you're already on this path, or this is the path you do want to take, I'm here to help you. So with that being said, you guys stay safe out there. Give this podcast a share. You guys can always find me on Facebook. The links and all that stuff are in the description of the podcast episode. The link to Audible is also in there, all that kind of stuff. But you can find me on Instagram at Woody the Trucker, YouTube Woody, which if you're having problems finding me on YouTube, which some people have, you can just type in the search bar Woody the Trucker and my channel should come right up. All right, so that's today's episode. I really appreciate you guys listening. Don't forget to share this out. Don't forget to check out the Facebook group. And I'll see you guys next time. Try not to die.